Meanwhile, the U.S. is keeping up its anti-Iran campaign. It's pushing other countries to abandon any cooperation with Iran in a bid to try to isolate the Islamic Republic. This week, I saw another attempt by America's top diplomat to persuade the remaining parties to the nuclear deal to abandon the agreement. Let's see how the latest U.S. effort turned out to be.
Since withdrawing from the international Iran nuclear deal in May, the U.S. has jumped at every opportunity to try to pressure Iran. The U.S. encourages other countries to follow suit. America has reimposed sanctions against Iran and is now engaged in a full-scale campaign to try to destabilize its economy. Washington and Tehran have repeatedly exchanged barbs over the past months. This week, the U.N. Security Council became the scene of yet another confrontation between the two sides. The meeting was held to assess whether Iran is fully complying with UN Resolution 2231, which was adopted in 2015 to endorse the nuclear deal. When U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo took the podium, he focused on Iran's missile program.
Today, Iran has the largest ballistic missile force in the Middle East. It has more than 10 ballistic missile systems in its inventory or in development. It has hundreds of missiles, which pose a threat to our partners in the region.
The top U.S. diplomat said Iran's missile tests violate U.N. Security Council Resolution 1929. All the U.S. allies of the council echoed some of Pompeo's comments. It was abundantly clear that the U.S. and countries remaining in the Iran nuclear deal were divided.
Clearly, the United States has failed to persuade other members of the United Nations Security Council as well as members of the General Council to buy into this new manipulative interpretation of United Nations resolution.
The European Union, for instance, said anything related to missiles should be discussed outside of the nuclear deal. The EU expressed concern about American sanctions.
The EU is very concerned about the deteriorated economic situation of the people of Iran. The Iranian economy is facing strong challenges. We are also concerned about the challenges the Iranian people face in having access to basic goods, including vital medicines.
And now the United States seeks to justify its military presence in the Middle East region, and to do so, it's chosen to portray Iran as a grave threat to regional security. Now, by vilifying Iran, U.S. has also been able to boost its arms sales to regional allies like Saudi Arabia. The U.S. keeps claiming that Iran is enhancing its missile program in violation of U.N. resolutions. But as we will see in the next report, U.N. resolution that the U.S. Secretary of State is referring to is not in effect any longer. That's because another Security Council resolution, which was adopted in 2015, replaced all previous ones regarding Iran's nuclear program. Iran says the U.S. itself is in violation of a landmark Security Council resolution and that Washington encourages others to do the same.
Iran's representative to the U.N. Security Council dismissed U.S. claims. Esar Alahabib noted that America's unilateral withdrawal from the Joint Comprehensive Plan of Action was in breach of UN Security Council Resolution 2231. Later, Iran's top diplomat, Mohammad Javad Zarif, reacted to Pompeo's remarks. In a tweet, Zarif said that Pompeo made another mockery of the UN Security Council by praising Washington's withdrawal from the JCPOA in violation of a Security Council resolution. Washington still bases its arguments against Tehran on the now-defunct Resolution 1929, which put restrictions on the Islamic Republic's missile program. It openly ignores Resolution 2231, which supports the Iran nuclear deal and does not ban missile tests. Observers believe the violation leaves the U.S. in no position to keep making accusations against Iran.
In this most recent shameful performance by the United States at the United Nations Security Council, this time featuring Secretary of State Mike Pompeo, the United States has moved from its usual hypocrisy and double standards into the realm of the illegal and the bizarre. Right now, the United States is in breach of a resolution that it itself promoted and signed, that is UN Resolution 2231, the JCPOA.
Iran has been working on its missile program for decades. It carries out many missile tests every year to enhance the accuracy of its projectiles as part of its defense doctrine. It says every country is entitled to a robust defense program. But Washington has been portraying the test as a threat, given the fact that such claims serve to boost America's arms sales and presence in the region. Washington is highly unlikely to abandon its anti-Iran campaign.